Chapter 3. The Calm Before the Storm. The rest of the day was spent checking up on all of Twilight's friends, seeing how the wedding preparations were coming along. Their first stop of the day was Applejack. Princess Celestia had given her run of the palace kitchens. The food she had prepared was, in Twilight's opinion, absolutely delicious. But the way Cadence had been acting was getting to her. Something was off. It wasn't just that she was being subtly rude, but that she threw her samples into the bin. This behavior had really surprised Twilight, but she didn't say anything. She was also pretty sure Cadence caught her glaring in disapproval. As they progressed through the rest of the group, Cadence acted like a perfect friend with no sign of the rude individual from earlier. After Celestia's sun had set, Luna's moon began to rise, bathing the young night sky in its cool glow. Twilight and her friends were gathered around a table, outside a restaurant near one of the castle's gates. The girls sat and talked about their day, and how their own wedding project was coming along, but Twilight herself once again sat in silence, staring off into space.
"Twilight, dear, are you sure you're okay?"
Rarity gently addressed her friend.
"Huh? What?"
Twilight looked up at the group of mares.
"Yeah, Twilight, you look like you're thinking about a really big secret that you can't tell any pony else out of fear,"
Pinky proclaimed, jumping up onto the table, much to Rarity's disapproval. The 6-second awkward silence for a few moments before Twilight cleared her throat and responded.
It's just, I can't help but feel something's a little off.
Off?
Applejack raised an eyebrow.
Yeah. Has anybody else noticed anything odd about Cadence? I sure haven't. She seemed really nice when she checked up on me and my bird choir,
Fluttershy meekly said.
Yeah, I know, but it's how she acted towards Applejack earlier, and I don't know.
Rainbow stretched out her exhausted wings.
Well, I didn't notice anything. But then again, I've been too busy working on my Flying for the Rainbow I'm meant to perform.
Honestly, Sugarcube, I just think the nerves are getting her a little. Just like they're getting to you now. You're just paranoid because you want your brother's wedding to go off without a hitch.
Well, Cadence said something similar earlier.
Twilight seemed unsure.
Well, there you go, then. No need to fret now.
I suppose you're right.
Twilight sighed.
Any pony know what time it is? It's 7:30!
Pinky said helpfully, while putting her forelegs in the position of the arms of a clock.
You're meeting Cadence at 8, aren't you, darling? I am, so I should probably get a move on. See you girls at the rehearsal later?
Yep. It's at 10, right?
Applejack asked to make sure.
I believe so.
Twilight got up from her seat and began to head towards the castle.
See you all later.
The castle was unusually quiet that night, aside from the occasional servant or guard. Usually, Luna's night court would be in effect and bring with it a crowd of patrons, but tonight it was closed. Luna herself sitting at the top of the observation tower keeping watch for the alleged threat looming over the wedding. Twilight entered through the two giant wooden doors that led into the castle's dining room. It was a large, or cavernous, room, well lit by the magical sconces, and a large, decorated table in the center. Tonight, there was a pink alicorn sat at the end, lost in thought.
Cadence?
Cadence seemed to jump slightly as she saw Twilight at the other end of the room, obviously having been in very deep thought.
Oh, Twilight, you surprised me. Please, take a seat.
Cadence used her magic to pull a chair out and motioned Twilight to sit down. Already dead on her hooves, she readily complied.
So, Cadence, how have you... I want to apologize.
What?
For how I acted to your friends earlier. Applejack, was it? I shouldn't have acted the way I did. Oh, It's fine. I'm sure it was just the pre-wedding jitters getting to you.
Cadence chuckled lightly.
Yes, I'm sure that's what it was, but it still doesn't absolve my actions. Don't worry about it too much. Applejack didn't notice it, and I bet my bit she'd forgive you in a heartbeat anyway.
Cadence's face relaxed, showing the loss on tension.
Now, I skipped on eating with the girls earlier, so what's on the menu tonight?
A chef quickly emerged from a side door, carrying a platter to the table. When he removed the lid, it revealed a stack of... hay burgers.
Okay, not what I was expecting when you invited me to dine with you.
Twilight raised an eyebrow.
Well, you do have a sweet spot for them, if I do remember correctly.
Twilight blushed as memories of splattered, demolished burgers came to mind.
Yes, okay, I suppose I do. Thank you. But more importantly, are the wedding preparations to your liking? They are. Everything is falling into place just like I hoped. Believe me when I say tomorrow will be an event Canterlot will remember for eons to come.
Cadence gave a sly smirk.
Well, you're confident. This must mean the world to you. It does, though not for the reason you may think.
She smiled warmly to herself.
Oh?
Twilight cocked her head to the side.
What is the reason, then?
Cadence laughed.
I can't say. It's a bit of a surprise. A surprise for Shiny? In a way, I guess.
She replied wispily, a bemused smile gracing her face.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea what you're getting at. I suppose I'll just have to wait and see.
Twilight rolled her eyes, gave an exasperated sigh, and proceeded to pick up a hay burger. As Twilight began to, very messily, consume the meal, Chrysalis discreetly transferred over some love energy, which Twilight greedily and unknowingly absorbed. This was a very important event. Chrysalis needed to know how far along the maturing process her daughter was. In order to judge how far into the change from passive love ingestion to active love ingestion, she could test how quickly Twilight absorbed direct energy she was given.
Wow! This is the best hay burger I've ever tasted!
Wonder what the chef's secret is. Love, of course. Really? You couldn't have said anything more cliché. Well, it's true. Well, whatever the secret, I'm going to eat them all!
Cadence rolled her eyes in amusement.
I thought you might.
After watching her eat half of the platter, Chrysalis estimated that Twilight was roughly 50% of the way through the change. This meant she knew how much more she needed in this meal. She was surprised that even when she was this far along, she hadn't shown any signs of malnutrition. The love from her friends must be of an excellent caliber and quantity. But it also highlighted how important the event of the following days would be. And she was glad to have timed her intervention so well. Soon, Twilight had finished her meal, Cadence eating a few burgers just to save face. They talked a while longer about the wedding, and Chrysalis used this as an excuse to find out more about Twilight's life in Ponyville, and her life in general. Twilight had tried to get some details on when she and Shining had become a couple, but gotten very little out of her. Twilight found this a little odd, but brushed it off into the pile of all the other oddities of the past day. Eventually, they departed the dining hall and joined the others at the wedding rehearsal. It went off without any problems. When the clock struck midnight, the rehearsals finally came to an end, and they all departed off to their respective rooms and homes. Cadence had decided to walk Twilight home, promising to meet Shining Armor back at the house later. It was yet another slight oddity, but Twilight appreciated the company all the same. Besides, being in the empty late-night streets of Canterlot gave her the creeps.
Thanks for walking me back, Cadence. It's fine, Twilight. These streets could hold many dangers this late.
Cadence moved closer to Twilight and wrapped a wing around her.
Crime in general is extremely low here in Canterlot. In fact, you won't find much of it throughout Equestria.
This being the case, Twilight still accepted the wing hug, enjoying the warmth Cadence emitted.
True, but it does exist, and you should never let your guard down. Not for a second. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Cadence pulled her wing tighter.
Well, it's my job to teach you these things. Who are you, my mother?
Twilight joked. Cadence didn't answer. In fact, she had stopped moving altogether.
Cadence, are you okay?
Concern radiated from Twilight.
It's nothing, it just hit me. Tomorrow is going to be the most important day of my life.
Twilight nuzzled Cadence, and the two of them continued on their way. The home of Twilight's parents, Twilight Velvet and Nightlight, came into view, and there were no lights on, signaling that they had likely gone to bed. Not particularly surprising, given how late it was. They unlocked the door and quietly entered the house. Twilight turned to say her goodbyes to Cadence. Then, she began to feel faint. All her muscles seemed to weaken, leading her to collapse onto the floor.
Twilight!
Green flames whipped around Twilight as spasms erupted throughout her body. Her breathing became erratic, and her disguise was destroyed. Twilight slipped into unconsciousness. Acting quickly, Chrysalis began transferring some of her collected love into Twilight, the spasm slowly coming to a halt, and her breathing became steady. Giving a sigh of relief, Chrysalis, who was still disguised as Princess Cadence, picked Twilight up and carried her to her room. Twilight was carefully placed onto her bed and tucked in so she would be comfortable. She quietly closed the door before a green flames whipped around her and removed the Cadence veneer. She approached Twilight and sat at her bedside, nuzzling her daughter gently.
I'm sorry, Twilight. I miscalculated how much love you would need. Even with the abundance your friends and family provide, it wasn't enough. You must be further along than I thought. That is why what happens tomorrow has to happen. If I don't collect enough love energy for your final stage, you will die. And I will not lose you. Not again. I just hope you can forgive me. I love you, Twilight. Soon we'll be together again and things will be how they should be. I promise.
Chrysalis just sat there for what seemed like hours, afraid to leave her daughter's side. But in the end, she re-enabled both Twilight's and her own disguises and quietly left the house, where two ponies and one changeling soundly slept into the night.